This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Warmer temperatures across the Midwest are causing fruit trees and budding plants to emerge early. But a University of Missouri expert cautions gardeners and farmers against early planting. KBIA's Joshua Teasley has more.
Tony Lupo is a professor and chair of the MU Department of Soil, Environmental, and Atmospheric Sciences in the School of Natural Resources. He says that although temperatures have been warm, there's a small storage of Arctic air up north that could pose a problem.
It certainly is warm, much warmer than normal, which is encouraging everything to come out. Just be aware that in this part of the country, you can still get frosts even into early to mid-April.
Despite possible risks, Clarksville, Missouri farmer Adam Buchamp is optimistic about the warmer planting season.
More times, it's a positive because the faster you can get the seed in the ground, the less you have to deal with the hot weather in August.
In 2007, similar weather patterns brought Arctic air to the area, and Missouri farmers suffered millions of dollars in crop loss. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
The Columbia Police Department is stepping up security during spring break and is asking residents to do the same with their homes. MU Police Department Captain Brian Weimer advises residents to be cautious with social media.
What you clearly do not want to do is post that you'll be leaving on social sites like Facebook, Twitter, others like that, because you're simply advertising that you're going to be gone.
Residents not leaving for spring break are encouraged to inform the police if they notice any suspicious activity. Newspaper publishers in Missouri could have to pay more to buy paper, ink, and other supplies under a new measure backed by a House panel. In a 7-5 vote today, the House Tax Reform Committee backed a proposal to eliminate sales tax exemptions on newspaper equipment in order to help fund state aid to the blind. The full House is currently debating a budget that would eliminate a $30 million program that provides medical care to about 2,800 blind people and instead set aside $6 million for a reduced aid program. The proposal includes an estimate that says it could generate up to $4.2 million of additional money for blind aid. The measure now goes to the full House. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to legislation restricting lawsuits that stem from some crimes committed at businesses. Business owners would not have to guard against crimes unless they know one is about to be committed or the same crime has occurred there during the past 2 years. Under the bill, someone who sues a business would need to prove its conduct caused or contributed to their injury. The legislation would also keep businesses from enacting a ban on guns kept in vehicles on their property. Some critics of this say the lawsuit restrictions would protect businesses even if they do not behave responsibly. House members endorsed the legislation today. It needs another vote before moving to the state Senate. One day after the Missouri House gave first-round approval to the state budget, a Republican senator is threatening to derail the entire budget process. Jason Kral of Cape Girardeau objected today to the use of one-time sources of money to plug holes in next year's state budget. He singled out both Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and House GOP leaders for plans to divert $40 million from a federal mortgage settlement to the state's higher education budget.
By eliminating pensions for blind people and taking this one-time $40 million that we haven't received, we have no clue when we're going to get it, somehow that's going to restore the $91 million in higher education cuts.
Kral promised to launch filibusters against any use of one-time fund sources to shore up the state budget unless the Senate considered as a radical overhaul to the systems that oversee tax credits, prisons, and state pensions. He's also promising to block bills that would sweep money from special state funds into general revenue and that would give the Department of Revenue new powers to garnish funds from the bank accounts of tax delinquents. Warmer temperatures across the Midwest are causing fruit trees and budding plants to emerge early, but a University of Missouri professor cautions gardeners and farmers against early planting. Tony Lupo is the chair of the MU Department of Soil, Environmental, and Atmospheric Sciences. He says that although temperatures have been warm, there is a small storage of Arctic air that could pose a problem. In 2007, similar weather patterns brought Arctic air to the area, and Missouri farmers suffered millions of dollars of crop loss. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.